Let's wake up Gavin Morris.
Well,
get on the phone, team.
Us and everybody else, Gavin Morris, Nine News anchor and weatherman. Hello.
Good morning. Good morning. But yeah, it's not a good morning. It's a bit of an ordinary one at this point, isn't it?
Well, many to come too, Gav. That's the thing, isn't it? And you did tell us, we were saying earlier, you did tell us last week, don't get too excited. There's more on the way. And here we go.
Yeah, look, you know, Newcastle's been Neo Castle, like Neo from the Matrix, mate. We've been dodging these bullets on the roof, you know, like
we have.
But we've copped a couple in the leg right now, though.
So how's it looking over the next few days, Gav? Because we know the major concern is south of us. So will we be heading in that direction, or is it looking pretty good for us?
Oh, look, you know, at the moment, this is the worst of it. So what happened? That low crashed into us there on Sunday. So that was quite intense. Now, everywhere, you know, south of us was south of the core of that low. And that's why it was so brutal for Sydney and the Illawarra, accumulating massive amounts of rain there of 600, 800 millimetres, 900 millimetres. And, you know, this has been the extraordinary thing. The last couple of years, you know, accumulating close to a metre of rain from these weather events, you know, we had it on the mid-north coast March of last year. Then this year, another metre of rain, you know, came down in the northern rivers. And we've almost accumulated that again, you know, in between Illawarra and Sydney. So that low collapsed into a surface trough, drifted back to the south. So Sydney copped all of this yesterday. And then overnight, it's been creeping north, moving over the central coast and over the Newcastle Hunter region as I speak. So it is moving. We're going through the core of that at the moment. So we're going to see some very heavy, intense rain, and that's falling on our saturated ground. So, you know, we'll see flash flooding and the likelihood of potential river flooding, you know, particularly, you know, it's a Bolga, you know, so on the Wallumbai Brook, they're in a bit of strife up there yet again, and some other local river systems will flood and swell, and our drainage systems as well, they always, you know, go through the roof there, like, you know, drifting down through Adamstown and through Hamilton, etc. But this will move on today, and then we've got to deal with, you know, showers, ongoing, you know, showers throughout the week on and off. And then there's another cold front that's going to come through.
Oh, for God's sake.
What? Clippers come Thursday.
I was literally
well.
Just about to say, Gav, okay, when are we going to see sun again, Gav? Come on.
Well, mate, yeah, it's going to be really cold. This cold front on Thursday is going to drop temperatures, but that one on Thursday is just going to clip the coast, so that won't go inland to the catchment area. So on the other side of this one, Steve, it will improve, but it's still not going to be ideal.
I was reading this morning, Gav, that they're saying that this wet weather could very much be around until summer.
Yeah, look, you know, it was... It was an interesting call from the Bureau to say that La Nina had ended. you know, the Americans, you know, well, they still consider us in it. Look, sea surface temperatures, no matter what, right around the country are way above the norm. They're really, really warm. And when you get the right atmospheric conditions, cold air coming in over the top, and then a driving force to drive that moisture that's being lifted from those oceans back on shore. And that's exactly what we've got on our hands right now. So very cold air over that warm ocean and that onshore influence driving it straight up the valley as well. So we don't have the mountains to slow it down. And that's why we get that Venturi effect as well here at the Hunter, and it just draws straight inland, and that's why we have the flooding throughout the upper catchments.
Yeah, I think the weather map's just got to have a little grumpy cloud on it and leave it at that, Gav. Don't you reckon? Little grumpy cloud.
I know. It's been a really, really tough, you know, 2 years, and it may be a third there. As Tanya was saying, look, we may re-enter La Nina officially again, and that may be ongoing, and we'll see more of these wet weather events on and off, potentially through spring and then again into summer. But it'd be certainly nice if it broke down and we had a break. But I'd keep expecting the worst at this point.
The poor old beaches. I did a drive from the very south of us to, you know, up to Stockton on Sunday. I know we say it all the
bashed,
time.
Aren't they?
There's just nothing left on most of them.
Yeah.
Just exposed
rock.
I know.
Look, if you go back through time, you want to know where all of Stockton's sand is and understand the issue that all of the sand is on Nobby's Beach.
Yeah.
There was no Nobby's Beach. There was no break wall. All of that sand used to go across and then get caught into Stockton Bight. So if you have an aerial drone shot now and just see how much sand is on that peninsula from Nobby's Head, you know, down to the surf club, that's supposed to be over at Stockton, but we have a break wall and we have a harbour there. So to change that flow back is near impossible.
Yeah, true.
All right, Gabby. Well, we always appreciate your time. Thank you so much.
All the best.
There's Gavin Morris. non-news and weatherman.
Yeah, calling that La Nina over.
Yeah.
And on a current topical thing going around, it's a bit like the guy coming out going, ladies and gentlemen, Elvis has left the building. Wait, nope, nope.
I know.
Nope, here he comes. Nope, nope, still here. Isn't it?
I know.
We were jumping around going, hey, sunshine.
But you know what? Interesting, though. Gav did, I remember him saying, well, the Americans haven't called it.
Mm-hmm.
And we have. So I remember him not wanting to criticise the Bureau by saying, I think they've gone a bit early.
Yeah, we should put him, that when he talks it was off here, on here. When he goes, oh, they're more bloody idiots, guys. But don't tell anyone I said that.